Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are live on CUTV News Radio, a service of CUTV News. I am your host, Jim Masters. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us today, and we thank you for making us a part of your day today and every day as we continue to bring our award-winning series of broadcasts, where we get an opportunity to hear from some amazing people around the United States, Canada, and the globe who are really truly doing amazing things to make our world a better place through their passion and their endeavors and their enthusiasm and their skills and their experiences. They share all of that with us during our live shows, and we are very excited to welcome back to our broadcast somebody who has shared quite a bit with CUTV News Radio over the last year or two. Her name is Sally Tennant. And if you're not familiar with Sally's work, she is truly amazing. I had an opportunity to not only interview her on our broadcast series on the radio, but also we did a television video in-studio interview one-on-one, and I got to delve in deeper and learn even more about the amazing work that Sally does and the passion that she has for people and for life. She is the founder of a fantastic, fantastic organization, Healing Through Your Mindset. And it really is incredible, the work that she does, if you're not familiar. Take you a little bit of a backstory here in case you didn't hear our previous broadcast series. First of all, as we know, and you've probably heard many times, the human body can heal itself. It is always working toward a state of balance. Now, neuroscience has proven that 95% of what we do in life is controlled by our subconscious programs. As we look to do change, our brains are programmed to keep us safe. Now, this conflict between the conscious and the subconscious mind creates blocks in the information pathways of the body and prevents natural healing. Well, this is where Sally Tennant comes in, as her company, which is a phenomenal holistic energy practice dedicated to identifying and reprogramming negative subconscious beliefs, really, really is effective. The reason why it's done is so we can make new choices that serve us. Sally says we can experience new things. Safety is sometimes stifling after a while. At some point, you're going to know you're going to need to make a different kind of life for yourself. That's what life is all about, to grow and to learn and to be really more conscious. Again, we're going to talk more about the work that she does. Foremost among Sally's techniques is the mindset technique, first developed by Dr. Michael Gallo. The mindset technique combines energy psychology and clinical kinesiology to bypass the limitations of traditional energy healing methods and identify the conflict between your conscious and subconscious causing your ailments. And of course, the conflicts can result in pain, anxiety, depression, malnutrition by the body, causing autoimmune disorders, chronic ailments, and just about anything else you can think of. So we're going to talk with Sally about some of the incredible things that she's doing. The company used to be called Healing with Mindset, and it was recently changed to Healing Through Your Mindset. We're going to talk about that. We're going to start with that, the reason for the name change and how her company has evolved. So without further ado, let's welcome our very special guest, Sally Tennant, to our show, or welcome her back to CUTV News Radio. Sally, always great to hear your voice and to have you share with us the incredible material that you do. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us on the show, and welcome back to CUTV News Radio.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Now tell us about
I'm excited.
Yeah, I know you are. I know you are. And we appreciate, you know, you're joining us. You've got a busy life, and I know there's a lot of things going on in your life and a lot of things happening. So thanks for spending time with us today. Let's start with maybe the name change, in case people maybe heard previous shows and they heard the other name. The name changed to Healing Through Your Mindset. Tell us about that, and also maybe some things that have evolved with the company since we chatted last.
Well, I changed it to Healing Through Your Mindset just because I like the wording of that better, and I think really what the biggest change has been is that I'm no longer practicing mindset, which, again, I may have to change the name again, but I don't want to do that too many times. What's happened is I've now changed the technique that I use, the name of it, to the Enlightenment technique. And that's really the biggest change that's happened, because the technique has totally evolved into something else.
Oh, and that's interesting. So as we mentioned, you were doing that mindset technique and have, you know, all the experience there. So now, which again may be breaking news for our audience and very exciting, you're doing the Enlightenment technique. Tell us how then the Enlightenment technique is different from the mindset technique. Again, people may be familiar with you, and I mentioned it in the open, your experience with mindset technique, which has been very rich and very involved, but now you've incorporated Enlightenment technique. What is Enlightenment technique, and how does it differ from mindset technique?
Well, the main thing is that the Enlightenment technique brings a perception to a much higher level of consciousness. And that's the best way to put it. It does all of the other things that mindset does, but the perception when you're changing a belief is totally different. And, well, here's a for instance. I give you a very simple for instance. Here's a belief: I cannot finish anything. I was working with a client on procrastination. Now, in mindset, the practitioner will choose the wording of the belief, and it might be, I can finish anything, or I do finish anything, or I finish anything. But in the Enlightenment technique, the reset was, I finish everything that I do with ease. So here we find out what the actual perception was when the belief was taken on, some kind of struggle happening here. It's a struggle to do things or whatever it might be. So perception, it really comes in at a higher consciousness level, because I don't choose the wording of the reset here. What's happened with the Enlightenment technique, I took a training a year and a half ago, whatever it was, in Theta, and when I did that, I started working in mindset in Theta brainwave state. And what's happened there is every time I'm working with a client, I get information. And where that information comes from, I'm not sure. Is it coming from the client? Is it coming from God, Creator, or whoever your higher power may be? But this is what I do. I do, when I go into Theta, I ask God, Creator, what is the wording of this belief, and what is the reset wording for this belief? So it's being given from a much different place. It's not a practitioner coming up with the wording and just simply resetting, for instance, I can finish anything. It's giving you the real reason behind it and at a different level of consciousness. So I think that's the main thing here. Everything else happens, too, actually a lot faster.
It sounds like it's almost the next level because of how deep it is, and it takes things another step deeper, more to the core. Is that a correct assessment, that you go a little bit, like you say, deeper in with Enlightenment?
It's, It probably does go deeper, but deeper isn't the right word the way that I look at it, because what I'm doing now is working what I call the constellations in the body. And constellations in the body are emotions that are linked together or vibrating together to form patterns of behavior in the body. And they run all throughout the body, everywhere. But the main constellation is in the brain. So basically what you're doing is, I'm no longer working with a simple belief. Let's say somebody comes in with a symptom. I may ask, what's the root cause of that symptom, and get a belief, but then I'm going to ask Creator, because I don't know, what's the name of the constellation that's been sponsored by this belief? So I want to know where that thing is in the body, everywhere. You tell me, I want to know everywhere. So what I'm doing is, I'm not resetting the beliefs, although they're part of the reset. I'm resetting the constellation itself. So we're resetting patterns of behavior in the body, and all the beliefs associated with it, all the emotions associated with it, and many, many other things. Working this whole thing through the body, so that it's done, boom, that day, and processing doesn't really have to take place.
What about, I know there's some involvement with constellation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's the whole thing with the constellations. That's something that came to me when I was working in the past year, probably 6 months. No, it's probably about, I don't know, almost a year ago. And that term was given to me. I mean, in other words, while I was working, I hear things. So I heard that this is a constellation in the body. And, of course, at first I don't know what that means. But in working with it, then I learned that this is what it is, and this is how you work with it. And that's actually how it came about, because I didn't come up with the term. It was sort of given to me. So this is how this thing has evolved, and I believe it's simply because I'm working in the theta brainwave state. And when we work in that state, I work with God, Creator, or whoever your higher power may be. So it's pretty incredible, actually. It's been pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And the more that you work in that brainwave state, more and more information starts to come.
It almost sounds, to use some sort of an analogy, in what is discovered and what the person even discovers about themselves through sessions with you, Sally. I'm almost perceiving it as sort of like a knot, like a tight knot that you gradually untie. You sort of pull the string and it gently releases in trying to clarify, you know, and maybe even for the audience, constellation. Are you referring sort of to the way that we, all of us, apply a belief in different aspects of our life? It affects maybe relationships, finances, work, and shows up in all different aspects of our life, right?
Well, that's what happens with constellations, because they are patterns of behavior. So here's, for instance, one constellation I worked on recently was a constellation of, well, it's been a while, but constellation of loss. Now, what does that mean to the body? Loss is a very big issue. So there you might have a loss of a job, you might have loss of a relationship of some kind, you could have loss of money, loss of weight, which people usually don't like to lose things, so maybe they're having a problem with weight because they don't like to lose things. So this, when you work on...
There probably is truth in that. You know,
there's
the
a lot of
almost
truth in that.
Security and comfort and comfort food and all of those things are related. Yeah, you're spot on with that, yeah.
So when you have a constellation of loss and you're working on that, you are working on many, many different aspects of your life. So that's a huge one. There are others that, you know, again, they work on every aspect of your life, these constellations, because they have little links to other constellations. They break once we do one of them, but they have been linked. And whatever part of, let's say, the constellation of loss might be affecting your relationship issues or your money issues, whatever it might be, that will be cleared within other constellations. But then those particular constellations they may be linked to will then come up to be reset. So it's pretty incredible stuff, because I'm working with clients and they're working, you know, they come in for one issue, whatever that might be. But what happens is, coincidentally, many other things happen in their life. And what seems to happen here is a lot of movement forward, where they've been stuck in many, many different ways, although maybe it wasn't priority at the time. Their whole life just seems to start moving forward for them. It's pretty incredible. You know, they come in for one thing and, gee whiz, I did this, and they don't even think about it. They say, oh, I just did this. I had somebody move out of an office that she was in and take up her own office. She's a professional. And she started making a lot more money. That wasn't what she came here for. But coincidentally,
yeah,
apparently, one of the things we worked on had something to do with, you know, her money issues. So this is very, very encompassing. And as far as the constellations, you know, they are funny. They are like little knots, but they're little knots that have strings attached to other little knots, have strings attached to other little knots. And they do run through the body. And those, they're actually, you know, they're changed. And, well, the constellation itself is gone. The emotions attached to it are transmuted into something else. So it's pretty incredible stuff at this point in time, and it's still evolving.
Yeah.
I mean, I even this past week I had some major things come up. So it's just sort of taken off all of a sudden.
Now, did you have to clear anything for yourself, Sally, to have the realization that the mindset technique, as powerful as it is and could be expanded in this way to enlightenment? Was there anything yourself personally that you had to clear? I noticed you took a big ha, like a relieving ah.
Yeah.
Like it's a big question, yeah.
It is a big question, because I would not be able to tell you what reset if there was one specific one. But let me put it this way. Every time I get new information, I write it down after I've been working, and the first person that gets that new information as far as a reset is me. I'm the first guinea pig, because I want to know how that's going to work and why. So I do a lot of resets on myself, or at least I have been for the past year, and I have no idea what one or two may have happened. But I would imagine, as clearing things and resetting myself, because I have gotten new information and therefore, okay, I have to test this, it's been bringing me to a different level. And of course, that's maybe why things are going quicker and quicker and quicker now for me, when and newer and newer information. So it's evolving.
It's evolving, exactly. Now, what can you just gave us a brief example with the money and the client. What can your clients and potential clients, people maybe listening to our broadcast right now, expect from the Enlightenment Technique? Somebody's listening to our show. They want to make contact with Sally Tennant. They want to experience the Enlightenment Technique. Do they have to have any specific things going on in their life or any issues? Is there any prerequisite? Or how does it work in terms of what clients can expect? And also, do you find a thread in some of these issues that they're dealing with in life?
Well, there really isn't a prerequisite. People call me for all different kinds of things. I mean, they could be stuck in some way. They feel like they're not moving forward. They're not able to get out and do what they're supposed to be doing. If they're, I just had a realtor come in to see me recently, and she said, I'm just stuck. I can't get out of the house, not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I just need a push. So that's one instance. I do have other people come to me with symptoms, physical problems. That's something, of course, which has always been alleviated with, you know, mindset as well. So that's always been something I'm working on. Stress is something I've always worked with, because this does, just as any other, as a mindset technique, to unburden the body when it comes to stress. Money issues, I mean, people do come for that. They want to make more money, and people do come for weight loss. All the typical things that people might be having going on, and I have a lot of people come to me for relationship issues. I want to get into a relationship. I can't seem to find the right guy or find the right woman, or I can't get out there. I just don't know how to step into it. Or they need to change whatever situation they're in life. Maybe where they're living, it could be a job, whatever it might be, there is no real prerequisite, because this is working with life itself. I mean, we all have issues, and we all get stuck from time to time, or we all have different things that are problems for us that we're unable to overcome ourselves. We just need some help, and that's what this is all about, helping people to get beyond their own issues, and they know when they have them. They do.
Yeah.
And they can expect results, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People can expect results from this, and fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. Can you maybe share some of the actual success stories and maybe some of the benefits people have experienced from the actual technique, maybe some relatable stories that the audience will pick up on and say, my God, that sounds like me.
Oh, well, all right. Well, I actually did just share some of them, but let me just talk about this client that came in. And again, she was stuck. She just wasn't moving forward. She knew it. And let's see, we did 3 resets for her. And all of those resets involved depression. And that's, the depression is what they call in energy psychology, a subjective unit of distress. And so usually what I do in the beginning of a reset is say, okay, what is that in you? And there are a number of them. And this was depression. And she had it for 3 resets in a row. Now, depression is very heavy in the body, and it does weigh you down. And so, of course, she's not getting out and doing anything. So we did 3 resets, and she also had a part-time job, and the 4th time she comes in, well, I quit, not completely the part-time job, but I've been saying I'm going to take Thursdays off for over a year, and I finally am taking Thursdays off. And she had been getting out, and she's doing things. And it's and she's so much happier now, of course, and she's doing what she expected to be doing. And so, and that's 3 resets. That's very fast. But we also had to deal with 3 resets that involved, and they were totally different constellations, where the subjective units were like, we go 1 to 10, okay, and muscle test, 1 to 10, what is your subjective unit of distress? When these constellations come up and you get the right beliefs, they're off the charts. I mean, they're like over 1 million. It's crazy. And when I get over that point, I'm like, all right, we don't have to go any further than this.
Mm-hmm.
But after the reset, they're a 0. zero when it comes to that issue. So anyway, she's doing very well. The other one I was talking about was she came into me actually for relationship issues. And she was working on relationship issues with family. And next thing you know, and I don't know how many resets that was. It could have been four or five. And all of a sudden, she comes in and says, well, I moved my office, and I'm doing really, really well. And I'm like, okay. We never talked about that before. So that was a big surprise. And, of course, her relationship issues at home are doing very well as well. And these are relationships with children. So, of course, that's an ongoing thing. And so that's moving forward as well, doing very well. So those are two issues right there where you can see it's amazing how things work with this because it's fairly rapid.
Yeah. That's exciting news to hear that, too, so people can expect, quicker results or at least sort of rapid progressive results, which is great.
Right. And I can say this, that as far as symptoms, and you know, it really depends. A new client coming in, you never know what it is they're going to come in with or how long they've had the issue. So you don't know how many constellations are going to be contributing to that issue. But with the new technique, if somebody comes in and says to me, oh, by the way, and they're doing other things, they've developed some kind of a symptom. And or something's happened, whatever it might be, and what's going on here? And boom, it's gone. It's gone just like that. It's very rapid. Now, somebody who may have had something going on for a long period of time and they're a new client, it'll take as many constellations to alleviate that problem, but some of them go away in one and others go away in three. You know, it just depends.
Yeah. What's amazing about all of this, Sally, is it's the evolution of you and the progression of you as well. It's not like you're rejecting mindset technique, you're incorporating and doing enlightenment technique, and it seems to be very positive and very forward-thinking, and something that I think folks listening to our show can most assuredly benefit from. So I encourage them to make the initial contact. Go to Sally's website, which is Healing Through, and that's THROUGH, HealingThroughYourMindset.com. Again, HealingThroughYourMindset.com. Sally, this was another great show with you, as they always are. We look forward to chatting with you again coming up. But thanks for taking a moment or two and sharing all of this exciting news with our audience about the Enlightenment Technique, about how it works, some success stories, and about the new you're involved in. We look forward to chatting with you again.
Great. I look forward to it as well. It's always fun.
Absolutely. Take care, Sally, and thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you on the next one. Thank you very much for joining us as well. I am Jim Masters, your host, CU TV News Radio. For all of us here in the CU TV News team, we thank you for listening to our show today. Again, don't forget to check out Sally's website. It is terrific. It is HealingThroughYourMindset.com. Our very special guest, Sally Tennant, on today's episode of CU TV News Radio. For all of us here, CU TV News team, again, I'm Jim Masters. We wish you a stellar day. Thanks for listening to CU TV News Radio.